CliffCentral.com. He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go. The O'Neill Africa Experience. The home of African talent. Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
What do you want from me? Is it true love or just this thing? Or is it because of what you see? Baby, tell me, I want to know.
Yeah, what do you want from me? Is it true love or just this thing? Or is it because of what you see? Baby, let me know.
Yeah, I wanna love, I wanna hold you. I wanna kiss, I wanna touch you. I gonna place no one above you. You see, I go place no one above you. Hey, make a shift up your waistline. Think of how they love with your baseline. Every time you be showtime. When you like a noon, you be go time.
You're now listening to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The five for nothing, bar bitch, what I know they try. Brush your pocket, to go dry. Give me rubber, make I smile. I gotta show me love, oh. Why you see me, oh?
So before this one, I played you something called My Man, featuring Mr. Easy. This is Fino. It's yet another brand new one. Welcome to the O'Neill Africa Experience on a Friday afternoon. My name is O'Neill. It's going to be a hectic show today. We are very excited about our guest for today. We've been trying to get her in studio. I mean, she always brings it. Make no mistake, every time, actually one of the few and very consistent artists that we have on the show, every time she's here, her spirits are always high. She lifts up our spirits and she always brings her A-game, no matter what time of day it is. Berita, is it Berita Soul now?
It's Berita.
Can we just call it Berita Soul?
Well, some people call it Berita Afro Soul.
Which is your handle, right?
Which is my handle, and I make soul music. But yeah, Berita.
How you doing?
I am doing amazing. Thank you for inviting me.
You're ravishing. You look very happy.
Thank you.
Why? What's happening? What's happening in your life?
I just came back from my first East Africa tour.
Nice.
Which was really cool. A grilling 21 days on the road.
Yeah.
Uganda, Kenya, and Rwanda.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And just you know, the experience of playing different venues across East Africa, meeting different people, going to studio that side, and doing media interviews as well in a different part of Africa. That was quite a lesson for me, something that I, you know, I learned a lot from, and I came back home with like oomph, if you may call it.
What is the first thing that surprised you as soon as you landed in East Africa?
Well, it was my second time in Kampala, so I was not surprised. Because I've been there before,
okay.
And I know the situation on the roads there.
Yes, the traffic, right?
I know. But my last stop was Kigali, Rwanda, and that blew my mind.
Yeah.
Just the city, the people, Oh my goodness. That country is probably going to be the, you know, the anchor of Africa. If we're not careful, if we don't pull our socks up, they are sprinting. They are transforming their country in a way unimaginable.
You also spent a bit of time in Kenya with a friend of mine, Anyiko.
Yes, I was with Anyiko.
Yeah, so talk to me about any, do you have any performances in Kenya particularly?
Yes, in Kenya I had 3 performances. My first performance was at Nyama Mama. Okay. I don't know, you've been to Nairobi,
a couple of times. Yeah,
at Nyama Mama, the Wednesday sessions there. And then I did Thursday nights at Jay's.
Uh-huh.
And then I did Sofa Sounds.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what was it like vibing there? Did they get your sound?
They did. They did. The Sauti Sol boys came through to Nyama Mama and they just vibed along. I met some really cool artists. I met an artist called Mviri, whom I, you know, did something in studio with, and we're still putting it together.
Yeah.
I also got a chance to go to the Sauti Academy and speak to music students there. It felt like home.
It does, right?
Especially in Nairobi, yeah.
Here's what Nairobi was like for me. The first time when I went there, I thought I knew my continent. But until you experience the people and you experience the place, and you don't come out the same. You come out different. No. You feel so differently about life. Like your perspective has completely been altered.
Yeah.
Just from interacting with everybody out there. So I imagine you actually felt the same way.
I did. It was amazing. It was really amazing. And you begin to dream again.
Yeah.
And it's exciting because they are, you know, they don't get a lot of music from Southern Africa coming over there.
Certainly.
You know, and it was exciting for them. And I think what was exciting for me is, you know, also playing like Xhosa songs and having them vibe to those, you know. I also played a Kiswahili song, something that they could relate to, and they loved that, and we're going to play that for you a little later in the
show.
Nice
one.
So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the beautiful Berita in studio. She'll be performing live for us. The TOA band is also standing by. Thank you very much for joining us. It's a collaborative effort between Moby Dixon and Berita. Berita, who's hanging out with us in studio as we speak. Talk to me about how this happened. Who called who?
So, Moby Dixon is from East London. Mm-hmm. And that is my hometown, my Eastern Cape hometown. And he was working on his second album. And he is so, like, pro us East African artists collaborating. If you notice, a lot of his collaborations are from the Eastern Cape. And I knew he was working on an album. I was in studio. A lot of my songs start on voice and guitar. And I've got a little home studio. So I record those and then I send them out to different, you know, people if something pulls me to. And this particular song I sent to Moby Dixon. And then he called me the next day, like, singing.
So he liked it, huh?
Yeah.
And did that remove you from your comfort zone in any way? I mean, this is dance and you don't necessarily do dance music, do you?
I don't. It did kind of, you know, take me out of my comfort zone. I remember the first time that I went in, I can actually play you the original version of the song, because when I went in to studio with him, I was like, this is not my song anymore. I was like, no, this doesn't sound like my song. But I had to trust him as a producer, and, you know, house is his thing. He knows what to do.
Do you find that your audience or your core audience, how did they feel about this when you did this? Did they feel betrayed, or is there a level of appreciation for diversity?
I think so. I think that because we are like a dance continent, I don't think like fans can shun you when you do a dance song. I haven't experienced that. I've experienced actually people wanting me to do more dance music. Yeah.
Okay. In studio, we are hanging out with Berita and the band standing by. What are you going to perform for us first?
Oh, let's play you something called Found. You know it as Found You because of the Da Capo version of the song.
Yes.
But in my album, it's called Chasing the Wind.
Right. We're going to talk about it on the other side of this. Hold on.
All
right.
Ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back. Relax and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The O'Neill Africa Experience. The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
Stardust over me the moment you touched me. There was magic in the dust shimmering inside my heart. I held on tight with my eyes closed, I knew now that I found you. No more chasing the wind. Now that I found you, no more chasing. Washed by the rains, I knew I needed you. Now that I found you, no more chasing the wind. You caught me by surprise, ignited something new. Bravery I know overpowered my wilted soul. I held on tight with my eyes closed. I knew now that I found you.
best to ever do it. One of the few artists I've came across who's able to maintain a smile while she's singing. Like, that has to be a technique, right?
Man, I'm enchanted. It's amazing what you do.
She's captivating. And that song, Chasing the Dream, lyrically, it's so deep. There's a depth about this song. Tell us about it.
So, I think the song for me is a bit spiritual. It talks about just finding God within myself and not chasing the wind anymore. I think I wrote that song 2 years back when I was just questioning and, you know, trying to search within myself. And I think from time to time, we all go through that. Like, life hits you, like, whoosh, you know. Mm. And you have to ask yourself questions, and you have to realize that all you need is within you. You don't need to chase. You don't need to chase winds or anything or anyone or anything else. Everything is within you.
Do you remember the first time when the idea came together? What came first? Was it the melody?
Or... I was actually very sick. I couldn't sing. That's the funny. I couldn't sing. You know when you have a fever and you can't. So, and I was bedridden. So I had my guitar and the initial voice note of the song, like, it's like, now that I found you. It's like, you know, very scratched.
Yeah.
You know, but I really liked the idea, and I resonated with the song so much. And, you know, when Da Capo as well listened to the song and did like a dance remix to the song as well, that also gave the song new life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Berita, there are songwriters and there's artists. Mm. There's an artist that sings a song. Which one are you?
I'm both. I'm both. I love the process of songwriting. But I also, at times, if I find a really good song, even if I didn't write the song, if I feel like it's something that I wanted to write, it's something that I can jump onto as an artist and fill the void. With this particular song, Chasing the Wind, I wrote this one, and it came from a very soulful place. With Milele, the key Swahili song that I'm going to play. Yes, later, a singer-songwriter, Trezor, wrote that, because that's in Kiswahili. But it's sentiments, something that I wanted to sing about.
What does songwriting mean to you?
It's songwriting, especially talking to you, 37. I don't know if you know, O'Neill, but me and 37 were songwriting teachers at some point.
Lecturers.
At AFTA.
You didn't tell me about that.
You don't know?
No.
There's this many things you don't know about me.
This is quite shocking. Okay. So tell me about that. What happened?
So we spent some... Was it 2016?
2016.
Yeah. 37 got this really amazing opportunity to lecture first, second, and third year students at AFTA. And within the third year class, Shekana was in that class as well. And some really amazing students as well. I don't know
Miss
if you've
Dippy.
Seen. Miss Dippy was in the third year class. I saw
Michaela.
Really talented. I also saw another gospel album, Sandra. Released an album,
yes.
And she was in that class as well. So we got to spend time with really talented students and just kind of share what we know about songwriting. And, you know, 37 had to hand over the baton to me because he had to, you know, go experience amazing East Africa.
Look, I mean, I think it's very obvious that you come from a very strong music background.
Yeah.
Whether or not you were born into that kind of family or it's something that you just gravitated towards as you grew up, it's a complete another. But you seem to... You personify your own path.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many artists who do Afro soul, which is what you do, right? But for some reason, you still occupy your own space within the spectrum.
Yeah.
How do you manage to pull this off?
I think it's always just being yourself, you know, allowing yourself to be in a space whereby you are yourself and you're not trying to be anyone else. And also you're not trying to pace things. You're not trying to go at the industry pace or, you know, trying to be like, you know, I think for me, I have three albums now, and every album has, you know, has been a progression of where I'm at. Mm-hmm. At that particular point, I've had the opportunity to, you know, collaborate with Prahuma Segela and Oliver Mtukudzi,
yeah,
which is, you know, one of my highlights as a singer-songwriter at this point. And that also came by Prahuma Segela watching me on stage and feeling like there's something pure and simple about your sound. And,
yeah,
you know, I'd love to do something with you. And Oliver Mtukudzi as well.
Have you ever done an interview without holding your guitar?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Normal, but we're going to play you a song soon on guitar, so.
You're warming up, huh?
Actually, I just remember the first time I was here, I was asked a really silly question.
What was the question?
Ooh, I can't say.
Oh, jeez.
By Teach.
Oh, yeah, Teach. Yo, that was a while ago.
That was quite a while back.
That was a while ago. In studio, we are hanging out with Berita and just catching up on what she's been up to. We've already performed one song. What else are you going to perform for us?
The next song is Milele, key Swahili song. Mm-hmm. And it talks about love and a lifetime, forever. I got to perform this song for the first time during my East Africa tour. And it was one of the favorites. So I thought, let me come perform it for you here.
All right. Are we guys ready? All right. Go ahead.
Sikia mpenzi wangu shida gani sema basi nasikia onana onana mpenzi wangu shida gani mimi nawe pak milele songe pasi tucheze onana onana Mungu anajua unanipa furaha Mungu anajua moyo wangu ni yako mpaka milele mpaka milele ena na mpaka milele mpaka milele ona 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 Mpenzi wangu Mimi na opak milele Songe pasi tucheze Onana Onana Mimi na opak milele Songe pasi tucheze Mimi na opak milele Onana Onana Mungu anajua Moyo wangu ni yako Mungu anajua moyo wangu ni yako mpaka milele mpaka milele ena na mpaka milele mpaka milele ona 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 mpaka milele ena na mpaka milele Camille, mpaka mile. Ona, ona, ona.
Jesus.
Wow.
What are you doing to us today? Ah.
Wow, Berita.
This is an unbelievable song. Talk to me about the writing process of this song.
So it's a song that was written by Trezor. And the first time I heard the song, I really thought this is something that I can see people at a wedding, you know, vibing to as, you know, the bride and groom are entering. And I really, you know, I wanted to give it my own interpretation. And as someone that doesn't speak, you know, Kiswahili, I had to get all the lyrics and, you know, get the intonation and learn how to sing it well. And once I got it, yeah, I just loved it so much.
It's an unbelievable song. It's a truly remarkable song. Tell me about your family.
So I'm the firstborn of five, four girls and a boy. So everything that happens in the family basically passes through me before anybody else.
Are you power hungry?
No, I'm not. But I'm given the power because I'm the firstborn.
Have you always had to be responsible for everyone else?
To an extent, yes and no. Yes, because as I've grown older, my parents have given me more authority. There's certain things where my dad would be like, no, speak to your sister. You know, we don't even want to know about it. And then I also spent a lot of time with my grandmother growing up, and it was just the two of us. So I got that Ndebele, we call it Ugo, Ugdefa. Like, I got Ugdefa because I was the only one, you know, with my grandmother. And then I also had to be like the elder one with, you know, my brothers and sisters.
Do you think this has translated to your music in any way? Where you find that you occupy a place of authority most of the time. You have to take responsibility. You feel like you always have to be responsible for everything and everyone around you.
Definitely. Especially with, you know, with the music industry. You have to, you know, you kind of have to take the forefront of your career and where you're going and what you're trying to do. And you have to lead your team as well in terms of creatively in studio with production and also with, you know, strategy and all those kind of things.
Are you protective of your artistry?
Yeah, I am. I'm protective to the point that at this point I've been playing a lot of live and unplugged shows where it's just me and my guitar, you know, and I've really been enjoying that space where it's unplugged, it's acoustic, and I get to just sing and play my instrument.
In a fantasy world, if you can imagine the wildest dream at this moment, and you were to achieve everything you've ever wanted to achieve, like at this age, at this stage in your career, what would success be like for you? And what would success be?
I would say touring around the world. I think I love performing. I love performing in different venues and meeting different people. And it's always an interesting experience. Like, no one performance is the same. And no energy is the same. And I think that's one thing in terms of success that I, you know, rate, which is like performing in different parts of the world, in different parts of Africa.
Artists are often complex, you know, you are highly misunderstood as well. What is the one thing that you wish people knew about you?
How very simple I am, maybe. But I think people already gather that because my music is chilled, everything is da-da-da. Yeah.
So tell us, how does an Ndebele girl end up in East London?
So I moved. I've had quite an interesting journey because I'm Ndebele from Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And then when I was 16, my parents, like many African parents in the diaspora, moved to the diaspora in search of greener pastures. And then I spent 3 years there. after spending that time there, I knew that I wanted to come back to Africa. I knew that it's too cold for me. And I think also being a first generation immigrant is really difficult. So I moved back. When I moved back, it was to study and to secretly pursue music. And I got offered a place to study in the Eastern Cape, Walter Sisulu University. So that's how I ended up in the Eastern Cape, in your hometown as well.
Yeah.
In my first year of study.
All right, before we get into our final performance, I'm going to throw a few words at you.
Yeah.
And you have to say the first thing that comes to mind.
Mm.
Okay. The first word is time.
Waits for no man.
Love.
Is blind. Am I being too cliche?
Death.
I do not fear it.
Ice cream.
Yum.
Pop.
And fleece.
Sex. Money.
Ka-ching.
Water.
Constant as the sea.
Travel.
My favorite.
Makeup.
The best thing that ever happened to a woman.
Marriage.
Sacred.
Husband.
Praying for.
funny. In studio, we're hanging out with Berita. What are you going to perform for us next?
For this one, I'll just play this with my guitar, guys.
Okay.
It's called Surprises.
Tell us about Surprises. What's happening?
It's one of the first songs that I wrote for my album, Berita. And it's just a song about opening yourself up and letting yourself experience life. Love, life, and the beauty of it all.
All the platitudes. Berita.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
Ah. Are you ever gonna lead? Or are you scared of letting go? Do you need a reason? Maybe a reminder of whom you are. No, how dare you think your dreams are too far-fetched? Open your heart. Life is so full of surprises, full of surprises. Let your light glow. Life is so full of surprises, full of surprises. Open your heart. Life is so full of surprises, full of surprises. Let your light glow. Life is so full of surprises. Are you ever gonna lead? Or are you scared of letting go? Do you need assurance? Do you need a guarantee of what you will get? No, how dare you think you're never gonna love again? Open your heart. Life is so full of surprises, full of surprises. Let your light glow. Life is so full of surprises, full of surprises. Open your heart. Life is so full of surprises, full of surprises. Let
your light glow. Life is so full of surprises.
Berita, performing surprises this time around without the band. What is life?
What is life? Life is taking it all in. It's taking it all in, the good and the bad, you know, and navigating your way through your dreams and your aspirations and forming your own opinions.
When you are consumed by just everything else that's going on out there, and you're out there and you've been traveling forever,
mm-hmm.
What do you look forward to the most when you come back home?
My bed. My bed and my little studio.
Take us through a typical day for Berita when you don't have to do music and you're home.
Typical day. I love being up early, you know, so I can get a head start on the day, pray, spend time alone, exercise, journal, and then from there, maybe a few calls, if I have to make calls, emails, a bit of social media, and then if I have a couple of meetings, maybe head out for meetings, and then come back home, spend time with my sister, maybe go out in the evening, dinner, or a show somewhere, and then come back and head to the studio.
If you were in a completely different genre,
yeah,
as a hip hop artist, if you were a rapper, what would your name be?
Rita B.
That's good. That's good.
In the streets. I don't dance now.
What are you doing in the streets?
I play guitar. I don't dance now.
Rapper.
I play guitar.
What are you, a homeless rapper? What are you doing in the streets? All right, so.
Getting paper. Jesus. That's what rappers do.
If you were a rock star, heavy metal, what would your name be?
Rita Reezy. I don't know. I just came up
That's
with
terrible.
That. Rita Reezy. I don't know.
All right, finally, if you're a porn star.
Yo.
What would your name be? Jesus. We clearly have porn fans around here. I finally got your attention, guys.
That's not a career opportunity.
No, just the
pursue.
Name. Just the name. Think about it.
I wouldn't even give it a name.
It's beautiful to watch you just break out of your comfort zone. It's actually quite refreshing.
You know, you've got this amazing East African glow. Can you tell us a little bit more about East Africa? What is your most favorite thing about Kenya?
Oh, Kenya. Oh my goodness. I have to say, with Kenya, it's the people.
Yeah.
It's just, I met some of the most amazing people. I was telling O'Neill earlier, well, you hooked me up with Aniko.
Yeah.
Shout out to you for that.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's why I was
and
with the right
you
people.
Up with Aniko?
O'Neill did.
Oh, so it all comes.
Of course.
It's full circle.
Of course, man.
Full
it's
circle.
A
circle.
Yep.
I think I enjoyed the people. That was the most amazing part of it.
What is your favorite thing about Nairobi? Besides the people, what's your favorite cuisine? Did you go out for eat?
I had some Yama Mama, which I really liked.
Okay.
But we were in such a rush. It was such a hectic week, eh? It was literally like media, performances, studio. So it was quite hectic. We didn't get to see, the city. I was like, you know, like in the inner city. I was like in Westlands.
Oh yeah.
You know, always rushing from one place to the next. Cause shout out to Aniko. She's like one of the.
I still can't get used to how they drive, like right behind you.
Yeah, right there.
Like just on the edge of whatever car you're in.
Yeah.
It is the scariest thing, but there's never any accidents.
Never, ever, ever, at any given moment. Everyone's always calm.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about Uganda?
I love Uganda, guys. Someone once said Uganda is one big village.
Yes. Did you meet Denzel?
No.
You didn't go to XFM?
I did go to XFM.
But you didn't meet Denzel?
But not Denzel. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Uganda, you know, like, it feels like usezilalini, like, but it's like things are happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I like that. And the people as well. I think the most exciting thing is the people. And also, one thing about East Africa, the avocados, the pineapples.
It's everywhere.
The bananas, yeah. And those are like three of my favorite foods in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, before we let you go, we have to do our freestyle, right?
Boom, ooh, we have to.
By the way, there's a freestyle.
There's always a freestyle.
Don't worry, this time around we'll make it short. 3 minutes is all we're allocating to this freestyle. So who's going to start? I think the band leads the way this time around.
Okay.
The band is to come up with something completely off the cuff, fresh, on the spot, and you have to create an entire new song out of this, right? So let's try and remove it from our comfort zone. I don't know if that's possible. I mean, this is Berita we were talking about. This is very... Okay, we're starting with drums.
Yeah.
Okay. Why, what's happening?
Wow.
Okay.
Da 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 da. Down, down, ooh.
the bunny pali. Na the bunny komsoya. Na the bunny gogoshe. Na the bunny pali. Na the bunny komsoya. Na the bunny gogoshe.
You are such a star, girl.
Listen, if anybody walked in here and we told them that song was just created on the spot, they would say we're lying, right?
Boom.
You have to record that song. Amazing. You took me places. I mean, this is a freestyle. You took me places. I had so many people in you while I was listening. I mean, at some point, it sounded like I was listening to some Rafael Sadiq. Like, it just kept on going. But it's just testament to how unbelievable you are as an artist. You are magical.
Thank you.
You bring joy to us. That's what you do. Like, throughout the year, we wait for you to bring joy to us.
Ah,
that's how amazing
you
are. We really love your work. And may you continue to just be as pure as you are and just be equally as successful.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Berita, for being yourself. Always, 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 always. We love your work. And the band, man.
Big up yourselves, guys.
Big up yourselves, guys. Thank you very much for being in the heat. As always, the band is always magical. Palesa, for putting the show together.
Yay.
Thank you very much. And my co-host, Mr. 37MPH himself.
Oh, yeah.
The Super Sun Rider. We're going to talk about
this. What are you
this.
Doing on 16 June, guys? I have to ask before I leave.
What do you want us to do?
I want you guys to come to Soweto.
Okay.
At a place called Rebel Natives.
Yeah.
In Jabavu, Mputi Street.
Okay.
And come for the Berita Youth Experience.
Oh, cool. So please repeat those details again.
Soweto, Ngomso, at a place called Rebel Natives. It's in Jabavu on Mputi Street. And doors are open at 3:00. And we have something really special going on, some African cuisine, some dialogue, just for us to catch up on where we are, on our past, our present, and our future, and also some live and unplugged music from Berita.
I mean, if what we've been listening to is anything to go by, so this is sure to be a treat. We're looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Berita.
Thank you.
Guys, everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast 30 minutes from now. We out.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent. CliffCentral.com.